Right alongside the track here on this beautiful Friday morning, June 2nd, getting ready. For the first time in 32 years, we're back on the streets of Detroit for this Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. As a part of this fabulous event, we've enjoyed the Comerica Free Pre-Days for a number of years, which allows fans to watch the on-track action in grandstands 1 and 9 free of charge. Seating in these two grandstands will be general admission and available on a first-come, first-served basis. And it really does. I guess it marks maybe the 10th year that Comerica has sponsored their Comerica Free Pre-Day, reflecting Comerica's continuing commitment to the communities they serve. And we're happy to have with us Linda Nosby, who is Comerica's National Community Impact Manager, to talk about that, this impact of this race, the impact of having a 10th year, 10th season, if you will, of Free Pre-Day. Linda, nice to have you on board.
Thanks for having me. Good morning.
Good morning to you. This is very, very important. It extends a tradition that began with the very first Grand Prix event held on the streets of downtown Detroit.
Absolutely, you're correct about that. And Comerica being part of it has been tremendous as well with what we're trying to do with the community. So this is really great.
And that's 1982, if I've got the math right, each year. The Grand Prix has been hosted in Detroit, has featured free access for fans on the first day of on-track action, that's today, in a tradition that's become truly unique to the Motor City. And you're creating more ways, and certainly Bud Denker, Mike Montry, and Roger Penske have created many more ways for people to enjoy this race free from a variety of locations, but you've created these stands and created a way for really everyone to experience the event with, as we've discussed, over half the circuit open and accessible for free. And with the return to the streets, it was important to both the Grand Prix and Comerica to continue this legacy and impact of Free Pre-Day. Now, helping families in Southeast Michigan, in Detroit, throughout Southeast Michigan, enjoy the fun and excitement of racing here at the Detroit Grand Prix makes you all very happy at Comerica.
It does make us very happy, and it just shows our commitment to the city of Detroit and what we've been trying to do for years. We've been here for 174, almost 175 years, and so this is just another way for us to be impactful in our community.
Well, and it helps to have you involved, proud to help out the Detroit Grand Prix or the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. Showcasing one of our biggest international events.
Yes. With all these international drivers here in the city of Detroit, obviously this is a huge thing in the day of, in the city of Detroit, having fans who are here, who are fans of auto racing, to actually see all these drivers here in the downtown area.
And we're talking fans of all ages, because I do want to point out the reality is you've reached out to many high schools, STEM fields, career development. We're talking about that. That's extremely important in our community. We're talking about population, keeping people here. And the relationship with the Grand Prix for Comerica not only provides fans access to one of auto racing's great venues and experiences, but also you have grasped the unique educational opportunities to enrich the lives of local students.
That's right. And so during the pandemic, we pivoted and made it more accessible to students in Detroit, actually in Southeast Michigan, just to be able to, it's something that they've not, it's a unique opportunity for them to get to see these individuals whom they normally would not have thought about, is an access that they normally wouldn't have. And so to be able to be in a room with crew chiefs and drivers to talk about their journey and to see the eyes of the students light up to ask more questions, because it's a passion for them and it's not something that they ever thought about before.
Sure. And this year you're hosting students from Harper Woods High School,
Harper Woods, yes.
Yeah, for a wonderful, unique tour. Gives them exposure to STEM careers that are happening right here at the Grand Prix, for that matter. And earlier this year, you held a virtual session with over 500 students to connect them to the Grand Prix and the auto racing world. And Comerica, I know, is happy to be a partner with our special Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear. And you've unveiled this newly renovated Jefferson Shane Banking Center.
Yes, it is like right in the middle of everything. It's a very beautiful banking center that showcases Comerica and, again, our commitment to the city of Detroit and what we've been trying to do here.
And to further Comerica's support of youth empowerment and workforce development initiatives, and as part of the grand reopening, Comerica Bank and the Comerica Charitable Foundation is donating $10,000 to the Boys and Girls Club of Southeast Michigan. That's one of the organizations supported by the Grand Prix's charitable efforts, and you're kicking in more to the pot.
Absolutely. We did do the check presentation to the Boys and Girls Club, again, just to symbolize our dedication to the city of Detroit and the work that the Boys and Girls Club are doing as it relates to workforce development and youth empowerment. And so it all kind of ties in together with all of our company entities and what we're trying to do here for the city.
And let's face it, as the Detroit Grand Prix, or the Chevrolet Detroit Grand Prix presented by Lear, returns to the streets of Detroit this year and strengthens its investment into the city of Detroit, Comerica has reinvested too. I mean, you think about it, this Jefferson Shane location, new full exterior and interior renovation, so it kind of lines up nicely.
It does line up nicely, again, with everything that's going on around the city, just showing our commitment.
The commitment's there. It's underway. I hope you'll come in today. Grandstands 1 and 9, free of charge. It's free pre-day, thanks to Comerica. Thank you, Linda Nosby.
Thank you, Paul. Thanks for having me.
We continue. Trackside on WJR.